Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. This short verse contains three incredibly important messages. First of all, the spiritual abilities that we have are a gift from God. They're an expression of His love and His generosity. And so when we identify a gift, whether in ourselves or someone else, our first response should be to give thanks to God. This is an important point because so often we focus attention on the receiver of the gift rather than the giver. That clearly happened in Corinth, where people were strutting around with great pride because of the spiritual gifts that they had received. This was causing great confusion and division in the church and would have been totally avoided if they kept their focus on God, the giver of the gifts. The second point is that every one of us is gifted. The way in which we often use the term gifted might suggest that only a few people have a gift. We're told about gifted guitarists, singers, or artists, and we're left feeling that we missed out somewhere. Paul, however, makes it plain that everyone has a God-given gift. Every gift is different, but no one has been left out. And the third point is that gifts are given so that we can help one another. The church in Corinth got into a muddle on many issues, and they clearly made a complete mess of spiritual gifts. People were bragging about their gifts and using them in a way that was deeply damaging for the church. They needed to learn that gifts were given so that the whole church could be blessed and not in order to feed the ego of the gifted person. Spiritual gifts are a wonderful blessing from God, but in common with all of God's gifts, they need to be handled in the right way. Just like money, sex, and power, they can either be a blessing or a curse. It's our responsibility to ensure that we keep our eyes fixed on God, the giver, and that we use spiritual gifts to build up the church. Now let me ask you a question. In what way does your own spiritual gift help to build the church? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the gift that you've given to us. Help us to use our gifts well in order to bring encouragement and help to others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. Well, God bless you. Hope you have a really good day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.